Good evening, Saints. Good to see everyone and all the people from out of town and from out of the country that have come to visit us. It's an amazing time that we're in right now. We know the Lord's coming soon, and it's like Brother Hill used to say, you can feel your wings now. It's like when we're here and pastor's preaching, it's like your feet are not even on the ground anymore. It's like your head's hitting the ceiling. And you're wanting to go, you know, but we're just going to disappear. That twinkle. We'll be gone. And Pastor asked me to try to do a few songs tonight, so it's be a little bit different. I'm going to say a little bit in between. I'll be the Selah person, the person that takes a little bit of a break in between the songs instead of having silence. I'll maybe read a scripture, say something, throw something in the air. I'll do something. And I want to thank the saints tonight that have agreed to play and sing, and it's been wonderful. It's been a blessing to be able to be here, to be able to hear the word, to be able to sing and do music, and the Lord's been blessing. It's not, you don't really practice anymore. You just kind of show up, and then the Lord does it. If you practice, he changes it, so you don't want to practice too much. But we did a little bit, so I gave everybody like 5 minutes, and I said, you're ready, that's it, you're done. But, no, that it's been a wonder. So we have some blessed musicians and singers here at the church, and I'm just so thankful to be here. I remember after I first got saved, I met Ken Trujillo, who became a really good friend, in fact, best friend of mine. And we did music together, and when I was first doing music after I got saved, a little quick testimony, I thought my gifts and talents were supposed to be used with a kind of a rock and gospel group, so I joined. So Debbie was coming here, and I was out playing music, so I said that's what the Lord wanted me to do, was to do the music. But it had nothing to do with the word. It was just the music. And the last time that I had was at a service, it was a Christian singles group, and I wasn't even single, so I don't even know what I was doing there now to think about it. But we had a guitar player and a drummer, and we had a background singers, and we had it going, rock and roll guitars that I would play with sometimes at night as side jobs and stuff. And the last time I was there, they had this goal of how much money they were going to make, and they were talking about everything and this really positive stuff that they were talking about. And then I noticed all the gold on things, and they were all had tans in the winter, and I was going, okay. And then the Bible never opened. I was starting to come here a little bit more often, and then I said, in the Bible, he didn't open it to the whole service. And that was when the Lord just said, okay, time to move. And I came here, and more. And then years ago, after we lost our business and stuff, it was the time, you know, sometimes when after you get saved, you get filled, and then it's time to really make the move, to say yes. But then sometimes you say yes, and you really don't make the move. You're just kind of yes, and you're kind of coasting yes, right? But then the Lord gets a hold of your heart, and then you're jumping and moving. And being a musician up here, every night, when I'm home, I'm thinking about different songs. The Lord's trying to lead me into music and stuff to do, but it's like everything that I play now, even if it's not for church, I feel the Spirit in it. It's different. It's not like it used to be where I just play some songs and people want me to play. It's the Spirit's in the music, whether it's here or whether it's at work or whether somebody wants me to be playing. It's totally different. And I just thank the Lord for that. But we're blessed. We're blessed here, for sure. And I'm just thankful that the Lord brought me here. I mean, I came out of the Catholic Church, and like a lot of us have, you know, and it was tough, because when you're in the Catholic Church, if you leave, you're in trouble. You're going to you know where. And but it was wonderful to be able to be connected with Ken, and then also with the music that he did in his life, and you know, and how he his walk, and how he just loved the Lord. I mean, you could hear it in his playing and in his singing, even with him not here. when you're hearing it, it's there. The Spirit's there. It's unbelievable. And after I got filled, I kept Ken up all night. And they finally said, you know, we want to go to bed. So it was like, it was an unbelievable experience. And Ken and Peggy were instrumental in us in our walk and helping us, you know, get through things. And they helped us with the kids. And then in the music, the first album I did was, because I was still running rock and roll, I did it with Ken, and it was music out of the Grace and Glory book that he was doing on the album Wings of My Savior. And he wanted me to do an arrangement of the music, but then, you know, the words are with that music, and it was the words that affected me more than anything. So then when I realized it's not just the music, but it's the word, and he's the word. So sometimes when I'm playing, and it's some of the music, and sometimes it's out of the Grace and Glory, sometimes it's in Oblivion Land, but it's just the Lord, of course. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pray for a second. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for tonight. We thank you for the saints that have come, Lord. We thank you for your blessings, Lord. We thank you that you are coming soon. And we want to be ready, Lord. We want to consistently and always be thinking of you and your soon coming, Lord. Not what's in the world today, not what's happening, but focusing on you, our bridegroom, soon coming. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to play. I don't know what I'm going to play. I'm just going to play. And then we'll start with the first song. So Mark can come up in the next, I don't know, whenever he wants to come up. So we'll just feel it. Now the Lord wants us to, the Spirit's just going to lead.
Thank you. throne
of grace.
Come boldly to the throne
of grace.
Did you know we have a high priest who is touched by our need? He knows all about it. He was tempted too, just like you, yet he never sinned. But he knows what you're going through. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain the mercy that we need, to find his grace in time of need. Come boldly to the throne of grace. When you come to that throne of grace, beyond the veil that was rent in two, see the blood that stains the mercy seat. Remember that his blood was shed for you. Find his grace in time of need. Come boldly to the throne of grace. While you linger in that holy place, changed by his love and grace, all sorrows he will erase. Calmed by the beauty of his face, fear's gone without a trace, 'cause you boldly sought the throne. Find his grace in time of need. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace. To obtain the mercy that we need, to find his grace in time of need. Come boldly to the throne of grace, of grace.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Help me each day.
help me to stand.
Tonight, if you don't know Jesus as Savior, tonight's the night. It's time to make the move. If you haven't been filled, get filled in your seat right now. Don't even wait. If he hasn't proposed to you, ask. And just a wonderful night tonight. I mean, it's like before we even finish tonight, it's like he's going to take us. I mean, it's like an expectation always. The next group that's coming up will be Linda, Sue, and Paula. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
Upon the sands,
Withhold not thou tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me.
Lord, help me know which way to go. Show me, please show me, for I do not know. Give me wisdom that I do not have. Teach me in the blood of the Lamb. Teach me in your blood. Teach me in your love. Lord, I look to you alone, seeking your face at grace's throne. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to your cross I cling, to gaze upon your life and blood. That's when it hits me like a flood. That you'll never take your mercy from me. You'll never take your mercy from me. No matter where I roam, you are my heart and home. You'll never take your mercy from me. Your grace is everything that I'll ever need, and you want me to live with you at your mercy seat. Lord, mercy to your heart endures. Sorry. Lord, mercy to your heart endears. Your perfect love is casting out my fears. Your Holy Spirit, my comforter and guide, always teaching me your mind and how I need your mind. Oh, how I need your mind. Lord, you're with me all the way. My steps are ordered just as you have said. You'll never leave me or forsake. You always see just ahead of me, and it's working for my good. Oh, it's working for my good. You'll never take your mercy from me. You'll never take your mercy from me. No matter where I roam, you are my heart and home. You ever take your mercy from me. Your grace is everything that I'll ever need, and you want me to live with you at your mercy seat. Lord, you promised to keep me that I know. Oh, love, will not let me go. And though I have but a little strength, you hold right open the door for me to be your bride throughout eternity. Accepted as the beloved, your love abounds. All because of grace, your joy has come down. And for the joy set before me, I hold fast my crown and run to thee and lay aside every weight to run with patience, all by grace. You'll never take your mercy from me. You'll never take your mercy from me. No more will I roam. You are my heart and home. You'll never take your mercy from me. Your grace is everything I'll ever need, and you want me to live with you at your mercy seat, and to know you as you know me in the wonders of your love, in the wonders of your love, in the wonders of your love.
As though I had already attained, either were already perfect, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
sup with you. And you and me, my one. To see you, I want to know you like I've never known you before, to walk with you and talk with you.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. Never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one.
just a legend of old. In the middle of the darkness, there is no moment I'm alone. Your love can't be outdone. A love that you never withhold. You are constant, always with me. In your presence I am home. Never let go, never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. You're my peace, you are my refuge. Under the shelter of your wings, Lord, you're the promise I hold on to. You never let go, never let go, never let go. Pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close.
If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Thank you.
me go. I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. The great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hand, my name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart, no tongue can bid me thence depart. When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there who made an end to all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me. Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable. Of glory and of grace, one with myself I cannot die. My soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior. My Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God.
I'm thankful tonight for the opportunity to be able to share not just the music, but the word, more importantly. And just thankful for what we have. Just a thankful heart is really what he wants. You know, no matter what we're going through, what trials, pain, suffering, and physical, financial, spiritual. I mean, it's a warfare. We got a battle. He's coming soon. He's getting us ready. So we're not get ready by sleeping. We're always up. Always ready for the fight. So this will be the last piece that I'm going to do. It's going to be some scripture from 1 Thessalonians. You all know it. So I'll just read it, maybe play a little bit. Then maybe we'll sing a chorus at the end or something. I haven't decided yet. Touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. That ye study to be quiet and to do your own businesses and to work with your own hand honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and we shall ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another Jesus. My heart is aglow with a vibrant flame. The worthy beloved has mine. All else I forgot to be called. Saints.